Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
Doing super. Today is a good day, but it's smoky in our little village.
It is. It is so smoky. And you know, it's been that way for a couple of days now, I've noticed. So what's going on? Where is the smoke coming from?
So we're 90% sure the smoke is coming out of California with those giant fires. The whole state of California is on fire. It's bad. It's the worst they've seen over there in years and years. So we think that's coming from there, but we do have a fire burning here in Carbon County as well. It's the Antone Fire up in Emma Park. It's burned just over 2,000 acres. It was ignited Saturday by a lightning strike. It's about 80% contained right now. There's two aircraft assigned to it, and I think five engines and a lot of personnel. They'll have it under control, we believe.
Wow. So, I mean, you can think, all right, well, we've had a lot of rain, but we haven't had enough to make up for our lack of snow in the winter.
No, and the problem you have is you get the weed growth in the spring, and then you get all this hot, dry, it dries out and it dies and it's just tender. And yeah, the rain helps, but it rains, that's wet, it dries out, we get a lightning strike on it and it's on fire.
Right, yeah. So. Especially everything that is dead out in the mountains, like you said, like that straight tinder, that tiny little spark, it goes up.
Yeah, it goes up. And then the winds we've had the last few days, they haven't been high winds, but just that steady little 17 mile an hour wind is just a fire mover. You know, it keeps that thing moving around. So
it absolutely does. And, you know, we are still full blown in camping season, in getting out with the family and doing something fun. But here's the thing. There are still really strict fire restrictions.
There are. And you know, you just need to know wherever you go what the restrictions are, because I couldn't honestly tell you. I know I've heard in Huntington Canyon you can have fires in the approved fire pits, but there's a sign that says no campfires, no barbecue grills that are charcoal.
Right.
So I don't know. You'd have to call the Forest Service and ask them where are the fire closures. Err on the side of caution. I would be careful. I would not want to start a fire.
Yeah, and you know, you always think, well, I'm not going to go camping and not have a fire. That's part of the experience. That's part of what you do. But it's not worth it.
It's really not worth it, absolutely. And you know, you can still enjoy a lot of things with camping. You can have a lantern. You can have, you know, even a heater if you want to sit around the heater at night, whatever. There's still a lot of fun things you can do. And with the rains and the things that we've had, maybe the fire restrictions will change. But just make sure you know, so you're not the person that's doing something you shouldn't be doing and have the rangers ruin your entire camping trip.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, we just wrapped up with International Days. We have more fun things to come. We have got the Helper Arts Festival coming up. We've also got the County Fair. We've got the Demolition Derby right around the corner. There's still a lot of fun community events coming up.
There are. And, you know, I want to thank everyone for International Days. The planning that goes into an event like that's amazing. And the Arts Festival will be equally as amazing and fun. Just know that there's a lot that goes into these events, and show support for the community by coming out and enjoying them. The Demolition Derby is going to be great this year. We're so excited about it. We have over 30 cars signed up right now, and we're ready. It's going to be a good show.
It is going to be a good show, and it's fun for the entire family. Not to mention, it is a fundraiser for the Carbon County Sheriff Search and Rescue. So you definitely want to get out and support this event. And, you know, throughout the entire year, there are always things and ways that you can kind of help out the search and rescue.
There are. There's a lot of things that you can do. You know, somebody, and I don't know who, I want to say it was Sutherland's, donated them cases of water. That was awesome. And then they used all that. They utilized that. It was a good thing. So there's a lot of stuff you can do to help out with search and rescue. But this derby is their main fundraiser. That's where their funding comes from to operate on for the next year, to buy the new equipment they may need. You know, and a lot of people don't realize we have high angle rescue. The ropes we use for that have to be certified, and they're picky. You have to keep new ropes there, basically.
Right.
So, and we hand them down to the Swiftwater, but once they use them for Swiftwater stuff, then they have to be retired. So things like that need to be replaced all the time. The equipment they have is second to none, in my opinion. They have very nice equipment, but it has to be maintained and sometimes replaced. And the guys are all volunteer, and they just do a great job. But yeah, this is how we fund them. So if you ever get lost, and we have the cool shirts that say support Carbon County Search and Rescue, get lost on them. And they're cool. They're for sale if anyone wants them. They're $12. They're at the sheriff's office.
Well, definitely get out and support the Carbon County Sheriff Search and Rescue at the Demolition Derby, taking place on the 11th. Sheriff, I don't know how it's possible. August is here. It's crazy. But yeah, the Demolition Derby is coming up on the 11th. So, I mean, for those that are really dedicated, they can get a last minute car in.
You could. There's time to still build a car. You'd be doing an all-nighter this weekend and probably some last minute things next week. But the way the rules are, you could put a car in if you wanted to. In fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about it. So
yeah, it's still doable. And for those of you that would like to purchase tickets in advance, head on over to Tire King. There's a couple of other locations that you can get those tickets. You can also get all the rules and registration information to put a car into the Derby at Tire King. So make sure to go and check that out. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just wish everyone a good week and just be careful about the fire danger. We're still in the crutch of fire season. So let's be careful not burn everything down.
So. Oh, absolutely. And we're going to be there for a little bit. So just kind of get comfortable in this fire restriction area because we're not going to go anywhere from
there. Yeah, we're going to be stuck with this for a little bit.
Right. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus. And you can find additional information by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.